This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Once Upon an Election, Episode 1.
Electoral Commission of New South Wales, you're speaking with Richard Exton. How can I direct your call?
Good morning, Mr. Exton. My name is Harry Hardpex, and I'd like to register a political party for the coming election.
For the coming election?
That's right.
I see, and you're aware that the coming election is, in fact, next month.
I am.
You may have a significant hurdle there, Harry.
Now, look here, Mr. Exton. I was quite prepared for this right-wing response from a public servant like yourself. Do you realise that by definition, your role as a public servant is to, in fact, serve the public? Had you considered that?
I am trying to help you, Mr. Hardpex.
Then you'll do well to put me through to someone who is capable of registering my party.
Well, you see, there's no problem in registering your party. It's a matter
I see the firm voice of authority has got through to you, young man. Now take this down.
Sorry?
Take this down. I'm going to tell you my party particulars and you're going to record them.
I can't just record your party particulars. You need to supply your constitution, your declaration of party members, names and addresses of your officer, deputy, secretary.
Paperwork, red tape, bureaucracy. You'll be the first to go once I'm in charge, Richard. Mark my words.
Mr. Hardpex, you need to approach this the right way.
And what is right, Richard? Who are you to tell me what the right or wrong way is?
I'm a representative of the New South Wales Electoral Commission. We do have set ways in which to register a political party.
Fine. We'll do it your way. My name is Harry Hardpex. My party is the Betterment of Unethical Trade and Transport. My constitution is get the job done. Declaration, get the job done. Officer, me. Deputy, me. Secretary, me. Are we understood, Mr. Exton?
You're mad.
I'm considerably angry, yes.
Your constitution can't be get the job done. In it, you have to declare your fundamental principles, your established precedents.
Yes. Fundamentally and unprecedentedly, I hereby establish my principle is to get the job done.
That doesn't even make sense.
You don't make sense, Mr. Richard Exton. Exton, by the way, being the name of a Victorian native potato, so perhaps I ought not call you Richard Exton, rather dictator.
I'm hanging up now.
Not until I know my party name is registered.
Mr. Hardpex, I haven't even written it down.
Haven't even written it down. The procrastination of this government is the detriment of our nation, young man.
I think you mean state, not nation.
Detriment nonetheless. Now, the party name is the Betterment of Unethical Trade and Transport.
The BUTT party.
Yes, indeed.
And you're happy with that?
Why shouldn't I be?
No reason, Mr. Hardpex. Thank you for the phone call and informing me of the BUTT party. I'll pass this on to my superior.
Be sure that you do. Goodbye.
Good riddance. Goodbye.
Harry, darling, how did you go? Are we registered?
Couldn't have gone better, Carol, my love. Couldn't have gone better.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.